In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome again in your program, Approaches. And we are approaching a new title today, A Foundational Truth for Us to Master. How can we present our salvation story to the non-believers? There are many approaches, many programs we can, through which deliver our message. The first one we can say that it's like three phases pattern. In these three steps or three phases, you can put the story of salvation clear before the eyes of everybody. The three phase pattern started by the first truth that people are separated from their God. All people were separated from their God. It was written in Isaiah 53, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. This means that everyone is away from the Lord and he's living in darkness and everybody needs salvation. This is the first truth or the first phase to present our story of salvation. The second phase was written in Mark chapter 7. There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile a man. This is the second phase in our three-phase pattern, that sin is the cause of separation. This kind of corruption or sinful life is the main cause of separation from God. So the first step that we reveal that everybody is separated from the Lord. The second step, sin is the main cause of this separation. The third phase, it was written in Romans chapter 5, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So the third step in revealing our truth, that we reveal Jesus as the Savior, Jesus is the solution to the problem. So this kind of three-phase pattern we can use to simplify our story of salvation. First of all, we should focus on everybody is separated from God. That's why corruption is in human beings and death is the final end of everybody, and there is kind of darkness inside our hearts because we all separated from God. And the main cause of this separation is the sinful life. Doing sins means that we are more and more separated from God. And the third step in this story, that we reveal that we as human beings have no solution for this problem. We cannot conquer our sin. We cannot get over this kind of separation. The only one who can make this perfect is our Lord Jesus Christ. So this kind of three-phase pattern. We have another pattern we may call four steps to God or four-phase pattern. This is, you know, different from the first one, but it's also a common way to present our faith. This four steps to God, we present first of all, who is God? God, first of all, is love, and God is holy. This is the first step we reveal to everybody. It was written in chapter 1 in the first epistle of St. John. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So by proclaiming this message that God is holy and there is no darkness in God, this is the first truth we should reveal. And also God is love. The loving God was revealed in many verses, one of them in Psalm number 100. Know that the Lord, He is God, it's He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. So He is kind of loving God. He is always loving His people. He is loving humanity. And this is the first step. God is there. God exists. And God is love. And God is holy. The second step in this program of delivering the story of salvation, how about people? Who are these people? People are rebelled. It was written in James chapter 2, for whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. This means everybody is guilty. This means that all human beings are corrupted. So people are rebelled because of their sins. And also the Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. If there is none who does good, no, not one. So this is the second step we should keep in mind and easily reveal to everybody, that, you know, people broke God's law. So they were rebelled and still are rebelled from the merciful God. So the first step was God is love and holy. The second step, people are rebelled and, you know, they broke God's law. The third step in this program, that Jesus died to reconcile people to their Creator. Again, this is the solution of the problem, that after revealing the nature of God, the character of God, and the character and the problem of man, now we go forward to reveal the solution, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for reconciliation. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So this is the third step in this program of giving the story of salvation easy to the non-believers. The last step, or the fourth step in this program, that is the requirement. How can I receive this gift of salvation? Again, the first step was God is holy and He is love. He loves man. People are guilty. People are corrupted. Because of their free will, they did sinful acts. The third step, Jesus came to die for our reconciliation, for redemption. The fourth step, what can we do to gain this salvation? Which, you know, type of faith, repentance, and holy life. Holy life in our Orthodox faith always means the relationship with the Lord in prayer, Bible study, and overall sacramental life. Confession and getting communion regularly and living in the faith of the Orthodox Church. Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. So this kind of requirement, what do I require to get this salvation? I need to repent, I need to believe, I need to go this way of holy life through sacraments. Also written, but as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name. So by belief in believing God, and by repentance we can start our salvation story with the Lord. So today we got three phase pattern and four phase pattern. We can put the story of salvation simply in these two types, and we can see other approaches next time. Glory to God. Amen.